I guess he's been scraped up in the bottom of the bin.
Yeah. No.
Wait a minute, I'm not working in here.
Yeah. Okay. We got Synchron Business. Here's a slate from Mark. This will be known as Camera Roll 6, Sound Roll 5. Kenneth and Helen walking up to the scarecrow, which is white, and the beans picking. Beans being picked. You got your reference tone in Silo Cinema. This is 16th. Of Box 28, Chelsea, Vermont, 16th of September. Ready?
Let's wait till we get a little clear. Okay. Hit it.
You rolling?
Yeah.
No sync.
You want to sync everything?
Well, shake it around. Okay, I'm going to roll anyway.
I'll pull them up.
Roll. Yeah.
Yeah, let's try that.
Got it?
Yep.
Down in there.
Kelson.
Okay. Let's see if you get synced. You got it?
What's that story about the deer?
You want to hear that story?
Yeah.
Well, the first end of the season, the deer started to come in and started to eat the beans. So we made the scarecrow, and my wife, she put on a nightdress on the scarecrow. I looked down there, and old buck deer come up, and he smelled of the scarecrow, took after the female deer, and I ain't seen him since. Make somebody like it. So I guess he done the trick all right.
When's the last time you shot a deer?
Never shot a deer in my life. No. Never was much of a hunter.
Harry hunted, though.
Yeah, Harry's got, oh, probably 8-10 lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Arthur, he's got a few.
From third.
How many did you can out of the other batch?
12 points.
She got 12 points out of these two rolls before this. All canned. She probably have 6-7 more. Those others up there, I guess I'll have to pull them, let them dry. They are string beans. Had too many damn string beans. I wondered why yours was getting full faster. I've been throwing in there.
Kenneth, before you were married, did you pick all this yourself?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been raising crops ever since I started in. Potatoes and beans. I had to do it all alone then. Now I got some help. We used to raise a lot of beans, but late years you couldn't raise too many beans on account of the deer. Because they eat them just about as fast as they blossom. They come along and pick the blossoms. But this year's been an exceptionally good year. The deer ain't bothered. I would think of them as string beans.
One of them stands camper around here.
Well, I think it's about a good time to pick them now, anyway. Get them. You gotta pick them before you dig potatoes, anyway. but some of the pods never filled out at all. There's a pod that ain't a bean in it.
What year was that?
Oh, back probably 55. I had the best, about 12 feet tall, 2 years to stock. It was nice. It got shallow corn. It got nice.
What do you think the yield of potatoes will be this year?
I don't think they're going to be too heavy. You might get maybe 8 to 1. You usually get 10 to 1. They don't look too heavy this year. They're most always pretty well satisfied, 10 to 1. Seem to be very many in the hill. 2, 3 good ones. The motion anyway.
What did your father grow?
Oh, just about the same as we do now. Potatoes. Get a big garden. Corn, oats, nigger wheat. He used to get practically a living off the farm. Raised a lot of beans and let them dry for dry beans. And used to thrash a lot in them days. They thrashed their oats and the nigger wheat and had it ground. And they lived practically right off the farm. In wartime, First World War, we raised the common wheat and used to have that thrash and took it to Stratford and had it ground, had their own flour. But after the war, they didn't bother to raise too much white wheat. Just when flour was short. Oh, Well, you can have it if you want it.
During the Depression, what did people raise?
No, I don't think that anybody right in this neighborhood raised any common
wheat. What year was that?
That was in the 30s, early 30s. I think it started in 32 and hard times to about 35, and then it began to taper off, get a little better. In the 30s, it was pretty poor. But I don't remember anybody raising too much wheat. I guess it was so damn poor they couldn't get the seed to plant.